जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद So we got lots of verses to read today. We're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 12, entitled The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. And we're reading verses 107 to 121. I'm sorry, 127. 107 to 127? Okay. Something like that. So, we'll do in unison the first until 120 through 126. Text number 107. Shatta shatta jana jala bare sarovare gate stana nahi keha krupa jale pare. So we're reading about the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. They finished sweeping it with brooms. Now they're throwing water, bringing it from the nearby Kund. A little background. So the translation of text 107, since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. 108. Purnakumbha laya aise shatabhattagan shunyagata laya jaya arashatajan. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. Nityananda Advaita Sarupa Partipuri Nihadinu Arasaba Ani Jalapari. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Gatte gatte teki jatar gatta bandhu gela shatta shatta gatta loka tahalaya aila. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Text 111. Jalabari garadao kare haridani krishna haridani vina aranahi shuni. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. Krishna, Krishna, kahe kare gatya pratam. Krishna, Krishna, kahe kare gatya samarpam. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna, Krishna. And another delivered a pot while chanting Krishna, Krishna. Jai Jai Kahe Se Kahe Krishna Name. Krishna Nama Haira Sankata Sabakami. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. Text 114. Premaveshe Prabhu Kahe Krishna Krishna Nam. Ekale Premaveshe Kare Sata Janirakam. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. Shattahaste Karina Jena Kalana Parjan Pratijana Pashe Jai Karana Siksa. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached everyone just to teach them how to work. Parakarma dekitare kare prasna. Mani nama yile kare pavitra bharatsana. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. Tumi bala kariya cha sikha sune emata bala karma seha dina kare. The Lord would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way. Ekata shuniya sabe sankuchita haya palamate karma kare sabe manadiya. As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus they began to work with great attention. Tabe prakshalana kayala shri jagamoham bhogamandira aditabe kayala prakshalana. They washed the Jagamohan area and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. Nata shala gidulila katara pandana prakashala adikari karila prakshalan. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Mandirera chaturdika prakshalana kaila sabha antapura bala mate doyala. Thus, all places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. Hena kale gaudiya eka subudhi sarala prabhura charana duge dila gatta jala. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. Se dalalaya apane pana kaila tahadeki praburamana dukkha roshahaila. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. Yadyapi gosai tare hayata santosh dharmasam stapana lagi bahira maharosh. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. Siksha lagi sarupe daki kahila tahare edeka tamara gaudiyara vyavahare. The Lord then called for Sarup Damodar and told him, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava. Ishvara mandire mora pada dayala sejala apanilaya pana kaila. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself. So responsively, text 127. Responsively, please. E aparade mora kahan habe gati. E aparade mora kahan habe gati. Tamara godiya kare eteka phajati. Tamara godiya kare eteka phajati. E aparade mora kahan habe gati. Tamara godiya kare eteke phajati. E aparade mora kahan habe gati. Tamara godiya kare eteke phajati.
Hey, Aparadhe Mora Kahan Bhagati.
Eya parare mara kaha hari ki.
Tumara
gori akare
ete
no paijati. Tumara gori akare ete kaha hari.
Eya
parare
mara kaha
hari ki. Tumara gori akare ete kahajati. Chant. Anybody? Ladies?
Eya parare mara kaha
hari ki. Eaparade by such an offense.
Mora
of me.
Kaha.
Where?
Habe.
Will be.
Kati.
Destination.
Tamara
Godia.
Your Bengali Vaishnav.
Kore.
Does.
Eteka.
Such.
Paijati.
Implication.
Translation. Purport is to increase A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. I now do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnava was your Gaudiya Vaishnava. This means that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas who were followers of the Chaitanya cult are subordinate to Swarup Damodar Goswami. The parampara system is very strictly observed by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Swarup Damodar Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami. It is necessary to observe the parampara system of the Chaitanya cult. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. Nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette. Om Agyanatamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshun Nilitanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschachada Shatarani Panchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudev Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Two topics I'll try to talk about today. The water that has washed the feet of the Lord or the devotee, and the system of parampara that is described here. Of course, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he introduces us in the fourth chapter, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu, that the science of Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Gita, was received through the system of disciplic succession. I remember this was gave me a strong impression when I first got Bhagavad Gita. I saw this list of names, whole parampara is given there, how this science of Krishna consciousness is so authorized. Just like you ask someone for his resume or his credentials like that, all these names are given, one after another. Brahma, what is it? Brahma Narad Vyas, like that. Coming down through the disciplic succession without change. Of course, material topics, they're not like that, that we can hear. We had some, actually we were just discussing today, this before class, when the hurricane is coming, so we had some difference in opinion. That's the topic, that's the nature of material subject matters. There's no continuity. What is that also in the scriptures that it says, na savrishir yasya matam vibhinam, that everyone will have some difference in opinion. That is the nature of the material world. But of course, spiritually, that is a different topic. That is a different topic spiritually, because Krishna consciousness is so pure and pristine that the Supreme Lord, he's giving his instructions through the mouth of his devotee like that. It is understood that when the spiritual master, when a pure devotee is speaking, Krishna is actually speaking through that, through the mouth of that devotee like that. So that is the secret of devotional service. That is the very exalted topics that, of course, in the course of time, what is that? Dharmasya glani, that comes in the course of sakalaniha mahata yoga nashta parantapa, that the over course of time, that topic was discussed also, that sometimes over the course of time, topics of Krishna consciousness can become somewhat impediments, some impurities can come even in the topics of Krishna consciousness. So one has to become very careful and follow Mahajano Yena Katasapanta. That is, topics of Krishna consciousness has to be understood through the system. Actually, Krishna consciousness, we have a system, just like in the material world, in the government, they have a system of checks and balances. So Krishna consciousness also has this, what we call checks and balances. That is, what is Narottam Das Thakur says, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitte Te Kariya Aikya. That we have checks and balances, the Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya, the words of the sadhus, the shastras, and the guru. First thing is the shastras that we have. The spiritual master and the sadhus, they have to repeat the words of the shastras. No one can become independent in their subject matters, so like that. And then, of course, the behavior. Dharma stopana lagi bhadhiri maharoshi. In the text 124, Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj has written here, Dharma samstapana lagi bhadhiri maharoshi. Same words in the Bhagavad Gita, Dharma samstapanartha, the Krishna says. But this reminded me of another verse that says, Dharma stapana hetu sadhu vivahar. That the activities, the behavior of a devotee, they establish religious principles. They are giving how one should act according to time, place, and circumstance. We heard yesterday in our house about how Srila Prabhupada, when the bombs were falling during World War II, he was taking his prasadam peacefully. They said, everybody go to the bomb shelter, but no, he was satisfied. He was his prasadam. So, topic, because we have great calamities always happening in the material world, this big hurricane is coming, so of course, we may not be on the platform of Queen Kunti who prayed, Vipada Santu Tasha Svet, let these calamities happen again and again. But, Bhavato Darshana Yasya, that we have to always be fixed in our Krishna consciousness. That will make us a little bit, at least, peaceful in such situations like that. First line is, Yadyapi Gosai Tare Hayache Santosh, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually satisfied, says the translation, although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. We have, of course, we are taking Charanamrita, and every day the deities are bathed, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, after all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have nice mantras that are there, Ashesha Klesha Nishesha Karanam Shuddha Bhakti Dham. They have a different, the other mantra there. But I always chant this one, that the Ashesha Klesha Nishesha, that the Klesha's difficulties are pains like that. Ashesha means unlimited. Ashesha Klesha Nishesha, that the destroying all sorts of miseries. And then next line is very nice. Karanam Shuddha Bhakti Dham. That karanam means the cause. Shuddha Bhakti Dham, that the cause of pure devotion. And Krishna Padotakampitva, that we take the water that has washed the lotus feet of the Lord, Sirasadarayamiham, and wipe on our heads like that. So this is the very nice verse describing the glories of taking the water that has washed the lotus feet of the Lord. The other one they have there is that Kala Mrityu Haranam. Kala means untimely death. Kala Mrityu Haranam takes away the danger of untimely death. Kala Mrityu Haranam Sarva Vyadi Vinashanam. Vyadi means miseries, and Sarva, we know Sarva Dharman Prachadam, all types of misery, Sarva Vyadi, all types of diseases. Sarva Vyadi Vinashanam destroys. So these are some of the glories of taking the water from the lotus feet of the Lord. But here, of course, the Lord is playing the part of a Vaishnava, an Acharya. So that is also glorified in the scriptures, especially particularly by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and the Antya Lila. Chapter 16 is very nice. He says that, what is that? Bhakta, what is it? Bhakta Padaduli Ara Bhakta Padajal. Bhakta Padaduli Ara Bhakta Padajal. Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha Tin Mahabal. That these, as far as we're just recited some verses about the glories of the water that has washed the lotus feet of the Lord, but also the devotees are there. Actually, just before that verse, this is actually, I was going to say, somebody remembers this incident, because here we have a devotee washing the lotus feet of the Lord and drinking the water. There's this other incident is there. Do you remember the, besides Pran, anyone remember the name of this devotee?
Kalidas,
besides Pushkar too. All right, Kalidas, anyway. Kalidas, he's very famous for taking the remnants of the Vaishnavas. So I'm going to go ahead to the end of that story. I'm going to go through that story a little bit more carefully, but we're talking about the results of that. So it says that at the end of the story, it says that Krishnara uchishta haya mahaprasad nam bhakta shesha haya maha maha prasad akyan. Says the remnants of food offered to Lord Krishna are called mahaprasad. After the same mahaprasad has been taken by a devotee, the remnants are elevated to maha maha prasad. And then at that verse it comes that bhakta pada duli ara bhakta pada jau bhakta bhukta avashesha tin mahabhav. That the dust, bhakta pada duli means the dust of the lotus feet of the devotee, bhakta pada jau, and the water that has washed the feet of the devotee, along with bhakta bhukta vishesha, the remnants of the devotee. And then it says, teen mahabhav, they're very powerful substances. And powerful for what purpose? The next verse says, etin seva haite, Krishna prema hai, puna puna sarva shastri pukariya kai. By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again. So this is the one very nice. Of course, some persons have we've had some experience of that, taking the remnants of the Srila Prabhupada's remnants. Anyone who has done that has experience of that like that. So anyway, we wanted to talk something about Kalidas. Kalidas was a very famous devotee. He's given, this is from the 16th chapter of Antyalila, coming to the conclusion of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, entitled this chapter, The Lord Tastes Nectar. So he begins this chapter describing the activities of this devotee named Kalidas. It describes how the devotees came every year from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, and then there was a meeting of the devotees with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and along with the devotees from Bengal came a gentleman named Kalidas. He never uttered anything but the holy name of Krishna. Kalidas was a very advanced devotee, yet he was simple and liberal. He would chant the holy name of Krishna while performing all his ordinary dealings. Next verse is very interesting. When he used to throw dice and jest, he would throw the dice while chanting Hare Krishna. So the purport Srila Prabhupada points out that this is not to be imitated, because he's a Mahabhagavat. And actually, I think he actually quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur warns the men of this age not to imitate the jesting of a Mahabhagavat like Kalidas. All right. And so anyway, it says that this Kalidas was an uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. Throughout his entire life, even in his old age, he tried to eat the remnants of food left by Vaishnavas. Kalidas ate the remnants of food of as many Vaishnavas as there were in Bengal. He would go to all the Vaishnavas born in Brahmin families, be they neophyte or advanced devotees, and present them with gifts of first-class eatables. He would beg remnants of food from such Vaishnavas, And if they did not, and if he did not receive any, he would hide. After the Vaishnavas finished eating, they would throw their dishes or leaves, and Kalidas would come out of hiding, take the leaves, and lick up the remnants. He would also take gifts to the homes of Vaishnavas born in Shudra families. Then he would hide and eat the remnants of food they threw away in this manner. Who's the Vaishnava given example here? Jadutakura. There was a great Vaishnava named Jadutakura who belonged to the Bunimali caste. Is this current? Yeah, they still use that name?
Yeah.
Bunimali? Yeah. Kalidas went to his home taking mangoes with him. Kalidas presented the mangoes to Jadutakura and offered him respectful obeisances. Then he also offered respectful obeisances to the Thakur's wife. When Kalidas went to Jadutakura, he saw that saintly person sitting with his wife. As soon as Jadutakura saw Kalidas, he likewise offered his respectful obeisances unto him. After a discussion for some time with Kalidas, Jadutakura said something to him in sweet words. I belong to a low caste and you are a very respectable guest. How shall I serve you? If you will permit me, I shall send some food to a Brahmin's house and there you may take prasad. If you do so, I shall live very comfortably. They had some competition. They wanted to serve each other because Kalidas had come to his house and Jadutakura had to receive his guest, but he felt too shy to personally cook for him or to have his wife cook for him because they were coming from a lower, so-called lower caste. Kalidas replied, my dear sir, please bestow your mercy upon me. I have come to see you, although I am very fallen and sinful. Simply by seeing you, I have become purified. I am very obligated to you, for my life is now successful. My dear sir, I have one desire. Please be merciful to me by kindly placing your feet upon my head so that the dust on your feet may touch it. Jadutakura replied, it does not befit you to ask this of me. I belong to a very low caste family, whereas you are a respectable, rich gentleman. Kalidas then recited some verses which Jadutakura was very happy to hear. There's some verses glorifying if we can read one. Name Bhaktas Chaturvedi Mad Bhaktas Swapachapriya Tasmai Dhyam Tato Gahyam Na Chapujo Yatahyam. Even though one is a very learned scholar in Sanskrit literature, if he is not engaged in pure devotional service, he is not accepted as my devotee. But if someone born in a family of dog eaters is a pure devotee with no motives for enjoyment through fruitive activity or mental speculation, he is very dear to me. All respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted, for such devotees are indeed as worshipable as me. A couple more verses we're just going to... But anyway, hearing these quotations from the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Jadutakura replied, yes, this is true, for it is the version of Shastra. It is true, however, for one who is genuinely advanced in devotion to Krishna. Such a position may befit others, but I do not possess such spiritual power. I belong to a lower caste class and have not even a pinch of devotion to Krishna. This is the mood of a devotee. This reminds me of one verse, one song. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that Amita Vaishnava e Bhugi Haila Amani Nahaba Ami. That he says that if I think that I'm a Vaishnava, then how I can become humble, Amani. So then, pastime goes on, very interesting. The Kalidas again offered his obeisance to Jadutakura and asked his permission to go. The saint Jadutakura followed him as he left. After bidding farewell to Kalidas, Jadutakura returned to his home, leaving the marks of his feet plainly visible in many places. Kalidas smeared the dust from those footprints all over his body. Then he hid in a place near Jadutakura's home. Upon returning home, Jadutakura saw the mangoes Kalidas had presented. Within his mind, he offered them to Krishna Chandra. Jadutakura's wife then took the mangoes from their covering of banana tree leaves and bark and offered them to Jadutakura, who began to suck and eat them. When he finished eating, he left the seeds on the banana leaf, and his wife, after feeding her husband, later began to eat. After she finished eating, she filled the banana leaves and bark with the seeds, picked them up, and threw them in the ditch where all the refuse was thrown. Kalidas licked the banana bark and the mango seeds and skins, and while licking them, he was overwhelmed in jubilation by ecstatic love. In this way, Kalidas ate the remnants of food left by all the Vaishnavas residing in Bengal. So, now we're back to Jagannath Puri. When Kalidas visited Jagannath Puri, Neelachal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed great mercy upon him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been regularly visiting the temple of Jagannath every day, and at that time, Govinda, his personal servant, used to carry his water pot and go with him. On the northern side of the Singhadwara, behind the door, there are 22 steps leading to the temple, and at the bottom of those steps is a ditch. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet in this ditch, and then he would enter the temple to see Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his personal servant Govinda that no one should take the water that had washed his feet. Because of the Lord's strict order, no living being could take the water. Some of his intimate devotees, however, would take it by some trick. One day, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was washing his feet at that place, Kalidas came and extended his palm to take the water. Kalidas drank one palmful, and then a second, and a third. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him to drink more. "Do not act in this way anymore. I have fulfilled your desire as far as possible." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most exalted, omniscient, supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore he knew that Kalidas, in the core of his heart, had full faith in Vaishnavas. Because of this quality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied him with mercy, not attainable by anyone else. So, this is the result of these three things, these Bhakta Pada Duliara, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, Tin Mahabal. That the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead or playing a part of a devotee, the water that has washed his feet was very, very valuable substance, and this devotee that actually describes him in the beginning, it describes him as very intelligent and simple. Hena Kale Gurya Eka Subudhi Sara. Very simple and very intelligent. And he took that water for that, washed the lotus feet of the Lord, drank it to his satisfaction. Now the other topic, just a little bit, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told the Sarup Damodar that your Gaudiya has done this in the temple. It's not very nice. So this is also the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Raghunath Das Goswami came to Jagannath Puri to join the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted this Raghunath to Sarup Damodar. And he said that I have three Raghunaths in my association, this Raghunath Vaidya, Raghunath Bhatta, and this Raghunath Das. And he said that you will be known as Swarupara Raghu, that you'll be known as the Sarup Damodar's Raghunath. So he's our Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami. All the six Goswamis, they're followers. We're all followers. That, of course, we're known more famously, I guess, the devotees in our line, they're trying to become Rupanugas, followers of Rupa Goswami. But the point is that the disciplic succession is so important And that is described also in the Shastras, that Sampradaya Vihinasye Mantra Nishkula, that if someone takes some mantra or any type of religious rituals, that Sampradaya Vihina means without or devoid of. Sampradaya Vihinasye Te Mantra Te Nishkula, it becomes this mantra that he takes, or whatever activities he takes, they'll become Nishkala, that means fruitless, without any result. We can't get any result simply on our own, because this is not pleasing to the Lord. The Lord wants to see someone who he actually just declares to Arjuna that someone who claims to be my devotee, he's not my devotee, but someone who claims to be the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, very famous verses there, that Gopi Bharta Pada Kamala or Dasa Dasa Anudasa, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm not Brahman or Shudra or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, all this sannyas, but I'm servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis, like that. So this is the means of attaining devotional service, that one has to follow the process that is chalked out by the acharyas, by the great souls, Mahajano, Yinakatas, and Panta. We have to become servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas, and then we can attain some good fortune. Otherwise, it's very difficult like that. One can't. Oh, that is a point that the two systems are there of advancement, is called Avaroha Pant and Aroha Pant. Avaroha is related with this avatar, coming down. I was trying to remember which was which. Then I saw Srila Prabhupada said that these two terms, Avaroha and avatar, are related grammatically like that. So we can understand avatar means one who descends. So avaroha means descending process. The disciplic succession means the descending process of attaining knowledge. One has to take that knowledge that has been given through the disciplic succession. Otherwise, arohapant, Lord Brahma, what he has to say, pantastu koti satavat sarasam pragamayo, that vayuratapim anasa munipungavan, that they can't, all these greatest sages, they can go on speculating for at the speed of the mind or the speed of the wind for millions of years. Satavatsara. Yes. All these verses are there, very nice. Atapiti. Prasada lesha. He needs just one small portion of mercy coming down through the disciplic succession, then one can understand. Janati tattvam. One can understand the truth of Krishna. Was it because, was a very, very important verse, that yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru. Yata, this very simple Sanskrit, yata bijam yata phalam, that just as the one seed is there, you get the fruit. So yasya deve yata bhaktir, that just as you have devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should have devotion to the spiritual master. And then prakashanti mahatmana, everything becomes revealed to him. One can't, how can one understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his own mental prowess? We can't even learn ordinary material sciences, how to become doctor or lawyer, how to become engineer or technologist. One can't understand anything without some guidance. So how can one expect to understand anything without the guidance of the spiritual master? that is required. So, we'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Comments? Corrections? Pundrikru.
Ryan just mentioned, he spoke about the word Nishpala.
Nishpala, yeah.
I don't know if this is related or not, but I'll ask you the question. We've seen that sometimes devotees in ISKCON have gone to other, stopped following Srila Prabhupada and followed other possibly even members of the Gaudiya Math. And I don't know if this applies, but I'm just wondering if it does, this consideration.
What consideration? Well, if they stop following Srila Prabhupada, I don't think it's very, they'll get very good result. But, one thing is that I don't, care to make some kind of, ascertainment on the activities of another Vaishnava, or who is at least if they're Vaishnava, trying to be Vaishnava, we can't judge the activities of the Vaishnavas. Of course, Srila Prabhupada can judge, and if someone, during Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, well, there was one devotee, so-called devotee that we know, that wanted Srila Prabhupada's blessings to find out a spiritual master. So we don't, in such cases, of course, we can understand their very misfortunate position. But other than that, I mean, some persons who are more advanced, they may be able to understand a person's heart and motivations and understand that what their position is, but I'm not so qualified. So I don't want to speak anything about the position of someone who is in that position. Yes, Prabhu.
I remember the instance of a devotee named Nitai.
Yes, that was the person.
What did Prabhupada say?
It was Black Snake, I think. Yes, he asked Srila Prabhupada for his blessings to find out a spiritual master, a more qualified spiritual master or something like that, whatever it was. Nitai. So, no. Anyway, I don't have much more to say because I can't make judgment on other person's advancement in Krishna consciousness. Let the managers or whoever else they want to. Yes, Prabhu.
I was wondering, it wasn't directly commented by you, but in the purport there was some indication. That Prabhupada accepted worship in front of the deities. He accepted Guru Puja. And can you shed some light on the significance of that?
John Masmi, Guru, has something to say. I'll let him.
There was in the Bhakti Devotion course in Vrindavan, told there was this instance where one of Prabhupada's disciples asked that question of him, and Prabhupada responded by saying that my disciples developed their love for Krishna was more important than following some kind of rule and regulation. So in other words, that's kind of where I understood this, is that because most of his Western disciples didn't understand the importance of worship of Guru. And it connected with God, but then Prabhupada put the Guru Puja is a very prominent part of the silent practices, and it was always done for the ladies. So I think it was along those lines to put such a strong emphasis on worshiping the Guru.
Srila Rupa Goswami says, Adol Guru Varshraya, that very first thing one should take shelter of the spiritual master. Without the spiritual master, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat. Of course, Srila Prabhupada's position is unique. He's our founder, Acharya. He's accepted by many great personalities as a Shakti Vish avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As good as, of course, spiritual master is to be accepted as good as God. Shakshad Hari Tvena Samasta Shastra. But Srila Prabhupada's position is amongst even spiritual masters, we have some, you can just, see by his activities how he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
I was thinking that Prabhupada was, Prabhupada came to Bombay temple, and they did the Guru Puja, and then they asked him if they can continue the same way, and he agreed. And since that time, since that day, it started Guru Puja every year. So it was his, how do you say, sanction or permit, something like that.
We had our friend who took those some pictures, Srila Prabhupada, on his first Vyas Puja in Bombay there, the old temple. They have to visit this, seen the old temple, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Huh?
You may remember.
I seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but I seem to remember Guru Puja being done daily before the opening of the Bombay temple.
Yes, that was before the opening. In the old temple in Bombay, means before the temple was opened, means outside in the shed.
Oh.
You seen that?
No.
No? Seen the old temple in Bombay? Means before the temple was opened, the...
I saw how the apartment buildings were there at the... What year was that?
Year was maybe 74, 70... I don't know. No, Guru Puja, when it began, I don't know.
I do in 72. I seem to remember it coming from even then we were doing.
I joined end of 73, 74, where I remember Guru Puja was introduced in Los Angeles before we moved to the new temple in Los Angeles, the old temple here. They had Guru Puja first time like that. I have some vague memory of like that. Anybody else has some memory? Karada Damodar Prabhu? 71? Every day, 71.
Every day there was Guru Puja in 71 in Victoria, BC.
Really? Okay.
I just remember Jaya Tirtha in the old temple in Los Angeles. It was in 73.
74.
Or 74, right, 74.
Because I joined in November, I came to Los Angeles, it was like mid-December or something, and I remember when they started.
Yeah.
So it had to be 74.
Interesting, I don't know. Thing to research.
Huh?
Interesting
it's interesting that they started in Canada earlier, I don't know. All right, anyway, yes, Krishna also says, Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika, that more important than my worship is the worship of the devotee. Anyway, so many verses are there. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada.